What's up, guys? So today we're going to talk about people that got attitudes. Now, I've been gone, and I know I've been gone, but let's just get to it. So if you see somebody having an attitude, don't judge that person, because that person, you don't know what that person is going through. I talked about this a lot, and people that is famous and that is really rich, they still have an attitude. They're not complete. They're not happy because they had to sacrifice somebody or kill somebody to get famous. You know what I'm saying? This is what I say. This is when I say that the Most High don't want us to get famous. You know what I'm saying? He tests us. So when you're having a bad day, if you're always lonely and down, the Most High is testing you, because the devil got to get permission from the Most High. You know what I'm saying? But the Most High is allowing all the stuff that happened because he's not letting the devil go all the way. But you guys, when you guys go through a bad day, if you get fired, you can't pay your bills, you almost homeless, the Most High have to test you. You say you love the Most High, but in reality, you don't want to pass the test. Like, for example, if you're a person that got an apartment, you know what I'm saying, a decent apartment, he will take everything away from you. Even if you have nothing, he'll take everything away from you, and then it's going to be hard. You know what I'm saying? The Most High has been testing me. The Most High is testing all of us to do better, because we always say we love him and all that, and what's the point of saying that if we can't prove it to him? So this is why I say a lot of people got attitudes. 9 times out of 10, the person that got an attitude is going to be able to, he's not going to be able to basically come to realization that he's been, you know, sacrificing his family for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Because I told you guys last time, if you see your favorite celebrity or your favorite YouTuber, do not go to their house, because they need a blood sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Because they cool with you until they need that blood sacrifice. Just like all these YouTubers. Why you think Jake Paul don't fuck with no fan? Why you think he doesn't hang out? He's only hanging out with fans when he wants something from them, guys. And that's true. It's all about money. It's all about what you can put forward and what you can basically take advantage of, because a lot of people that you be seeing are clones, man. Logan Paul is a fucking clone. Did y'all know that? He's a clone because he was talking about a video. I think he was talking about a video about how what he do on a daily basis. They seen that video, so they took him to the clone lab. That's why he was cloned. The real Jake Paul is dead. The Jake Paul y'all see now is a fucking clone. Who else is a clone? I'm trying to think of who else is a clone. Michael Jordan is a clone. So, yeah, Michael Jordan is a clone. He's been cloned. The real Michael Jordan has been killed off, but they making it seem like Michael Jordan is still alive. The reason why they blood sacrificed Kobe Bryant. Y'all ready? The reason why they blood sacrificed Kobe Bryant, because he didn't want to give up his daughter, Gigi. Now, I know a lot of people is going to get mad at this and all this, but it's the fucking truth. He was supposed to kill his daughter. He didn't want to do that. So what ended up happening was his wife wasn't crying at the funeral, because she know that she is going to get more wealth than Kobe Bryant, because she been talking about it. Come on, y'all. She been talking about sacrificing him. Well, basically, there was this cartoon show showing Kobe Bryant die in the car accident. I mean, the airplane or the helicopter. So, what you think that means? Come on, y'all. That was telling it to y'all right to y'all face. And this one dude on Twitter was all like, Kobe Bryant's gonna die, something. I'm not trying to make fun of Kobe Bryant's death, you know what I'm saying? Because we all would want to meet Kobe Bryant one day, but did you know Kobe Bryant was part of the elites? Did you know that he had to sacrifice people, had to try to sacrifice people? Did y'all know that? See, I'm giving you game because a lot of people don't want to talk about this because a lot of people don't want to tell you the truth. Kobe Bryant was a blood sacrifice, man. And that was the bottom line of it. He didn't care about nobody but himself. He would tell kids to do whatever they want. But when you get when you try to get famous or get a certain lecture, they say you can't do that. Come on. They say you can't reach for the stars. If you try to make your own hit single by yourself, they're going to say, oh, no, you can't do that because you got to follow by what we say. Come on now. So when Kobe Bryant says you can do anything you want, don't believe that. Because all that's saying is he's making you believe you can do anything you want because he is basically trying to say, hey, let me tell you about such and such. You know what I'm saying? So 9 times out of 10, you've been played. We all have been played. When you see people that let's talk about how he died. So basically what happened was they wanted Kobe Bryant to come out of retirement like Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan had that spark. And then when he came back, they told him, you're gonna, because they all had to lose to people. They all had to lose to people. They all had to bow down, not bow down, but they all had to fucking take a dive. You know what I'm saying? They all had to take a dive on what you do, what are you gonna, who's gonna win. It's all about who's gonna win. It's not about people that is really trying to win the championship. They choose the championship. So when you see LeBron James and you see him win a championship, he didn't win that championship because he only did that. He won that championship because they told him to. And when they told Stephen Curry to let LeBron James have his championship. They're all doing these things to where, hey, they choose people to basically be a champion, just like the president. You don't vote. I don't know why people voted, because they choose to be who gets to be president. They choose it. The elite choose to be the elite choose to have somebody be president. Come on now. And people think I'm crazy, but I'm trying to tell you guys that are true. This is true. You can't basically be a basketball player without joining the Brotherhood. Now, if you're in high school, they're gonna watch you. They're gonna watch you because they're gonna see your skill set. That's why so many scouts look at you. It's not basically the scouts. It's basically the elites telling them to look at you, because you don't choose college. They choose you, and whatever college you go to, you gotta follow. You basically in the elites, basically. You basically are. So if you say the Lord is good, the Lord ain't good, because the Most High told us not to be famous. He told us he didn't tell us to be rich. We shouldn't be rich. This is why I was trying to be a basketball player. This is what happened. And I tried, you know what I'm saying, to be a basketball player. I've been getting offers. And then when I found out, they just wanted me not for your talent. You got to do way more than talent. If you're a YouTuber and you're making these videos, you got to do way more in talent and shit. You have to. because they're not gonna let you. They're not gonna let you live. They're not gonna even let you try to. They're not even gonna let you try to say, okay, you can do this and such and such. No, they gonna force you. If you go into the basketball world, they're gonna tell you how to shoot, what press conferences to go to. So you're basically fucked. And you can't do nothing about it because they control the NBA. This is why you should go overseas or something. This is why. Because Lonzo is already in the NBA. So he got to fall to games. He got to dive down to games. You know what I'm saying? Because he's in the NBA now. He didn't know this at the time, but he found out that he got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to do a lot of gay shit. Y'all got to do a lot of gay shit to get into the NBA. It's not going to be easy. You don't do it, you don't make money. You know what I'm saying? This is why. Because you got to make sure you put more effort in. Like, what I mean by that is, if you want a TV commercial, or if you want to be on these commercials, you got to go in that Pandora box. You have to. Because if you don't do what they tell you, then it's wraps. They can either clone you and have your clone play like you, and then they kill you. They kill the real you. See? You see how fucked up that is? Because nobody, they don't want you to be, they don't want you to say, we're going to get to the NBA. No. They don't let you be the Rookie of the Year. The reason why they let LaMelo be the Rookie of the Year, because they had a talent. He was doing everything they told him to do. They told him to basically go overseas to Australia, and then go to the NBA. And that's what he did. And when he beat his brother, when Lonzo took it easy on his brother, some of y'all don't get that, by the way. Y'all be like, why did Lonzo go easy on LaMelo? Because he had to. That was his brother. He had to go easy on him because the elites told him to. When you see, sometimes they'll say, okay, you can give your brother a little competition, but just go easy on him. Make sure he still win. And then the next game, we're going to make sure Lonzo win. It's a 2-2 thing. So, yeah, it's a 2-2 thing. If you a guy, if you got a brother that basically wants to get into the NBA, and the elites is telling him to do everything, even LiAngelo, when LiAngelo stole from China, they told him to do that. He didn't do that because they didn't tell him. Come on, man. Y'all think, LiAngelo stole in China. The elites told him to do that because they thought they wanted y'all to think, okay, he's dumb for doing that, so he won his chances. But guess what though? He also they made a promise to him to be in the G League, to be in the Summer League, and guess where he's at now? You see, they all fall in line. That's why I say the elites control the NBA. He didn't want to steal from China, but guess what? They got Donald Trump to release his ass. Come on. And then that game, that Summer League game where LiAngelo scored 16 points was staged. They staged all that shit behind closed doors. They fucking also told him, you're going to hit a buzzer beater. And that shit was staged. He didn't really hit that shit. If you go back and rewind, he missed that buzzer beater. They staged it. They photoshopped that vote, that game. Because how can one man score 16 points? But you know what the funny thing was? The Hornets and the G League, the Summer League, still lost. He in the G League right now, trying to get into the NBA. You know what I'm saying? I'm not judging these basketball players. I'm not judging them. But we got to talk about how they get their money. Now, listen. When they have an attitude and they don't want to do nothing, when the elites take their ass to the clone lab or chip them. When you get chipped, it's over. So if you're a guy that said, okay, I'm finna try to see. No, you gotta play their game, man. I'm just gonna be in the NBA and no, you gotta take different players. This is why different players say everybody got their own traditional path. Lonzo took the traditional path because he wanted to, but at the same time, they wanted him to go overseas, but he wanted to go to college. If he didn't go to college, they even chose him. If he didn't go to college, he would have been overseas by now. He would have been overseas, and he would have been, they pinup bitch. If you see the magazine where Lonzo, LaMelo, LiAngelo was standing by each other, when Lonzo was in college and shit, that is a fucking ritual, man. That is a blood ritual. Because LeVar is a good dad. Don't get me wrong, but answer this question: how the fuck you guys say, oh? He's just, y'all right. He is trying to get off his kids. He is trying to make money off this kid so he can sacrifice them. He's got, at least told, the reason why LaMelo's in the NBA right now is because he did the shit that they told him to do. And LaVar got to pay them back. He's got to get fucked in the ass to get money like that. You think LaVar made his JBA? No, they told him to make the JBA. They told him to get rid of the JBA, and then the G League is basically where LaVar thing. That's LaVar's shit. They stole that shit from LaVar. Come on now. And they saying, oh, now college bumped it up to where you can get paid. Don't fall for that shit. Do not fall for that shit, because they're going to still not pay the students in college. Do not fall for that bullshit. Do not fall for that shit. Because they just saying that so they can attract more students and shit. And then they're gonna still get ripped off. That's what we are in now. If you go to college, if you try to go to college to play for basketball, football, etc., they're not finna pay you. They just said that so that way they're saying that they used to see the JBA, right, get paid with LaVar. Now they're saying G League. Come on now. But I told you guys this shit was gonna happen. And I told you guys, stop believing in that voodoo shit. That voodoo shit, that's demons, man. You go to a voodoo person, and then the next thing you know, bam. You have fucking demons in your house. Come on. You got demons and shit. And people don't know why they got demons on them. If you go to a voodoo and then a fortune teller, and she tells you your fortune, you just invited demons because she is trying to basically have you left for dead. Basically. Because if you went to one, that's a bad idea. And a lot of people say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about how they tell you your future, but they also got to put a spell up on you. You didn't know that. You didn't know, oh, they put a spell up on you. Now, okay, what you know? Because they always need you to do more. That's why I don't go to no psychiatrist. You know those psychiatrists are evil as hell? When you try to get help and you having the depression and shit, they don't really help you there. They just want you to basically, they're telling you to basically fuck off. Because they don't want you. They say, oh, you can, oh, they prescribe you with medicine because they want you to fail. Did y'all know that? Psychiatrists just want the money. They don't give a damn about you. I went to a psychiatrist and all they want is the money, man. They always want money. Y'all need to catch up on game. We need to talk about why these kids going missing. Because they're not going missing. They just hiding. They're just in the underground lab. They're in the underground fucking lab. So, if you see these cartons with the children going missing, they're not missing. They've been kidnapped, and then they're underground working right now as we speak. They're underground working, and they're not gonna let him go home. It's like a fucking arena. This is why I say, don't fucking. If you see these kids says go, no, they in the fucking underground lab, and what they do is they skin the kid's body and then they drink their blood and then they turn it into McDonald's meat. Y'all don't catch that. It's not about trying to, it's not about trying to get it where you don't have to believe in me. You can just look up research, look up, celebrity blood drinkers. Look up that. And they're gonna show you how they drink blood. You know, Michael Jackson drunk blood. He's a clone. He's been cloned. The fake Michael Jackson is dead. But they didn't kill the real Michael Jackson. Oh my goodness, I'm about to really, really expose this shit. Listen, let's talk about these kid TV shows. Why you think they want to put these kids in these TV shows? Because they want to rape them. They want to rape these girls and boys. You putting your sons, even if your son want to do a movie, he got to get raped. That's how it works. Okay? YouTubers, they've been raped. Why you think Tyrone Madden has got all these fucking subscribers? Because he's in part of the Brotherhood. Come on. He also is a part of the fucking fights. He's a part of the fucking madness. And Shaquille O'Neal is a fucking gay ass motherfucker. He's wearing a dress every day. Not every day, but he wore a dress somewhere. And he was in a fucking dress. They all have to do the trend. They all have to, man. It doesn't matter if you're a basketball player. Come on now. He's wearing a dress, and who else used to wear? Who else was wearing it? Even fucking Charles Barkley. He was in a fucking dress. Come on now. He was in a dress. Shaq was in a dress. Even fucking I'm trying to think who else was in a dress. But they all exposing that shit. They all exposing that shit to where, okay, yo ass want to be in the dress and shit. They have to. It's not no choice. Either you get it or you fucking don't get it. Kevin Hart was in the dress. Jamie Foxx was in the dress. Come on, all these people When the last time you seen Jamie Foxx in a dress on Wanda or something? Come on now. And people say, oh, they do that because they're doing a bullshit. They all have to do that. They all have to get down like that. They all have to suck dick, eat ass, all that. I keep telling y'all, this shit is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because the Most High is going to reveal all that shit. He's going to reveal all that gay shit that goes on. And y'all ain't paying attention. Y'all not getting a big deal. Come on now. I told you guys before. You guys got to be ready for this shit because it's going to happen. But I hope you guys take this video and really be smart with it. Because also, they've been cracking down on people that is fucking worthy. They've been cracking down on spies and shit. So you can't go to the store. You can't go to the store and fucking try to go anywhere because they're looking at that shit. They're looking at the shit that you is basically a target. And if you're really viable, they'll come to you. If you got a, if you're trying to start a business, a fast food business, they're gonna come for your ass, bro. No fucking doubt about it. Cause I told you guys, I don't even fuck with motherfuckers like that. My father tried to start a business. Everybody that wants to start their own business, they gotta go to the clone lab, man. I said this 1,000 times. And people think I'm crazy. Tupac had to be fucked in the ass to get movie roles. They didn't give Tupac a pass. Come on now. If you want to be in a movie, if you want to be rich and you want to be up there with like Denzel, you gotta go to the clone lab, man. Just because Denzel Washington is 60 something, that doesn't mean they give him a pass. Come on. He had to fucking keep snorting coke because he wants to forget all the gay shit he done. That's why he's always getting high. That's why these celebrities try to tell you these fake ass motivational stories about how they got discovered. How they never gave up. But in reality, The elites is telling them to say that to the little kids because they're lying to the little kids. They really are, man. If you got a person like Denzel Washington, he tries to be like a motivator for the kids, but at the same time, he's playing the kids, knowing that they have to eat dick, knowing that they have to get fucked in the ass and then kill their mothers off. That's what it's all about. He doesn't want to tell them what really goes on in the industry because if he do, then he'll get his head shot off. Just like how Will Smith doing with his sons. Will Smith kissing Bebe Medina. He was gay. Will Smith is gay. They all is gay, man. That's how you get down. You're not finna get a pass just because you're a famous person. You gotta put in more. If you're the president, you gotta put in more sacrifices. Because you're the leader of the nations. Just like how Biden is still in the elites. They did not pick him.
the elites did. But they're gonna pick Donald Trump again. Just like that, bam. And people is going to be worried, wonder why they picked Donald Trump in the first place, because the reason why Donald Trump was picked again, the reason why Donald Trump was picked, because the elites picked him. But I hope you guys take this recording serious. Oh, before I go, let's talk about what happened, why Damon Dash don't fuck with Jay-Z. So this is what happened. Damon Dash wanted more fame. He wanted to be rich again. You know what I'm saying? And he wanted to basically have his own distribution deal. But him, Irv Gotti. They called him Irv Gotti and Jay Prince and Suge Knight. You don't know those names? Look them up. They all want to start a distribution deal, but Jay-Z was telling on them. He was telling them, hey, man, because he was trying to see what was going on. And then when Damon Dash said something, that's when Jay-Z was going to go to a beach. Because if y'all guys knew, Otis Redding and James Brown tried to do a distribution deal. It didn't work because they killed Otis Redding, and then they left James Brown alive because they thought he had more talent. That's why they said, all right, y'all gotta stop that shit. Y'all not getting no distribution deal and shit. And then they rob you. They really rob you. If you're a guy that makes songs that they don't get, if you only get 10% of the song, they're robbing you. Come on, it's simple. It's not about fame. If you're a movie artist, if you're an artist and if you're not making more money than that, then it's useless. That's why many people go overseas. YK Cyrus was talking about how the Most High didn't want us to rap. The Most High don't want us to be famous. And he was telling the fucking truth. That's why they cloned him, because they didn't want him to say nothing. They didn't want his ass to talk. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want his ass to talk, so they said, you know what, we finna just clone your ass, and we finna fucking, bam, that's what we finna do. And then they did that shit. They killed the real UK Cyrus, and then what they fucking did was they put him in prison. But you know that they don't put you in prison. They take you to the clone lab. All these rappers that said, such and such in prison. He's not in prison. He's in the clone lab getting repaired. Because they got to keep fixing on the brain. You feel me? So if they got to keep fixing on the brain, that's not good. Come on now. I tell y'all all the time that they're not basically trying to know who is this such and such. They're trying to use you. They're trying to use you so when you get into the industry, they tell you, oh, you're not enough. You gotta put in more work. I mean, come on. You gotta make sure you follow. You gotta make sure you tell them what you want. Because if you don't, it's not finna work out. You're not finna get the big time movie roles. If you're trying to go up against the elites, you're not finna do that, because they got everything locked down. To the T, they got it locked down. It's not a one-time thing. it's a multiple time thing, because they don't want you to say, okay, you guys got to do that. They want you to say the bullshit. This is why whenever you go to a flea market, right? And you see all these celebrities in the flea market that trying to look for people that they can sacrifice, not become friends with, y'all. They don't want to become friends with your ass because they know they already got you hoodwinked. Come on. They already got you hoodwinked because they really got you basically trying to fucking do what they want you to do. They don't want you to fucking get. They don't want you to fucking be famous. They want you to be famous, but you gotta do what they tell you. You gotta follow by their rules. So if you follow by their rules, you'll be straight. But if you don't, they'll cut your tongue out and shit. It's not about your talent anymore. When y'all go to American Idol and shit, they don't say, okay, you good. Come on now. They don't say that. The reason why they call it American Idol, because if you idol somebody, this is what I want to get to before I go. If you idol somebody, right, that means that you are they're your god. Jay-Z is my idol. That means he's your god, because there's no such thing as fucking idol. There's no such thing. If you're a person that loves to hang around these celebrities, come on. It's simple that you're going to either get killed, and they're going to kill you. Not going to kill you, but if you don't follow by their rules, it's raps. Hopefully, you guys, girls, take this experience. Don't be friends with these celebrities, and don't be thinking that, oh, why is they so mad, because they didn't know that. Okay, this is one more I'm finna get. This is one thing I'm finna get off. Get and then I'm gonna get off. Let's talk about money. They money that they got. Y'all probably thinking, oh, they big balling. They doing all. No. They gotta be told where to spend their money. If they try to spend their money on houses and shit, they gotta get permission from the boule or somebody that controls the boule. If you spend your money on canned goods, they'll kill you. If you spend your money because they think that you're gonna run the USA, but they're looking at you. They're basically looking at your ass. Because they put like a camera in your eye, like your eyelids, to say, okay, if you spend $1,000 on a fucking Bugatti, they're gonna come to you and be like, why did you spend $1,000 on a Bugatti? You know what I'm saying? That's why Mike Tyson went broke, because he kept buying shit that he didn't need. Floyd Mayweather out here buying fucking cars, but you know why? He's getting permission from that shit. He gotta get permission. Come on, man. I'm exposed that to shit, because everybody say, oh, he big balling. He got a car now. Come on, let's be serious. The reason why Floyd Mayweather buy these cars and these houses, cause he got to get it okay from the elites. He got to say they own all that shit. They own all that shit. They don't owe one half. They owe all that shit that you buy. You only, they say that you're rich, but that's only on paper. You're not a millionaire. That's only on paper. That's on paper. So if you buy a mansion, they're gonna allow that shit. But if you if they foreclose it, that's all right, cause they gonna foreclose your ass. Cause they own all that shit. They really do. So even if you got a good business running, they still gonna own your business. Come on now. They're still gonna say, okay, we still own you. So whatever you do up to this point, we still own you. We watch what you do. Come on. They use them, and what they use to buy stuff, they use a black card. A black card is what they give them, so that way they know how much they spend it. Because if they spend it, they spend loads of money on cash, they'll if they spend a lot of money on like canned goods and shit, they'll kill them. So my thing is, they'll kill people that will spend $1,000 on kids. Like if you try to buy kids a home or a shelter or something like that, they'll kill you off and then they'll stop your account. Cause they can't allow you to spend that much money on kids. They only give you that type of money because you've been doing what they told you. Oh, now you want a commercial? Okay, go in that room. You gotta go in that Pandora box to get fucked and shit. And then once you get that little bit of fame, they're gonna keep doing this shit. It's like taxing. They want you to keep going in that room because if you want like a cola line, you want your own fucking commercial show, if you want a fucking movie, if you want to be in a movie, you gotta eat dick to get famous. You have to. It's not about your talent. If you're in the industry and you're trying to just show that you're a good wrestler, you still have to show that ass. You still gotta drop that ass to get fucked. They stage wrestling too, so they started off as hard though, because they predict what they're gonna do, what moves they're gonna do, what the wrestler's gonna say, and who's gonna win. If you're a person and you lose your first match, that's staged. I know, and the contracts that they be given is fucking bogus. But like I said, hopefully you guys take this experience away. I'm just trying to tell y'all, these people, these celebrities and these fucking basketball players, YouTubers y'all looking up to, they not it. They just want to sacrifice you. When a sacrifice comes, they want to sacrifice you. That's why I say, don't be always trying to get a celebrity, say that you up there with your people, you got a favorite YouTuber and shit. Their job is to fucking sacrifice you. Come on now. Aiden, why you think Aiden on that gay shit? Because they tell him to do the gay shit. Because that's how he getting famous right now. He be talking about this daddy shit and all that. That's basically why they put him up in that mansion. Come on now. And then Zayas is gay too. Y'all don't know that. He's just playing that shit off like he's not gay. He's just playing that shit off. Because he don't want to show that shit, but he knows that he is gay, bro. He is gay, dude. But he looked like he ain't gay. You know what I'm saying? He might just try to play that shit off, but in actuality, he's gay. Because the you can't be famous. You gotta be what down to their level. But hopefully you guys take this experience. Make sure you share this video. Do not share this video and put this video on Facebook, because they will come after your ass. Okay? Because you're gonna get people knocking at your fucking door. But this is Beast Reacts. Hopefully you guys took this experience and turning it into a positive. Like I said, it's not about trying to fucking get famous. It's about fucking trying to it's about how much you can put in. Hopefully you guys can, you know what I'm saying, levitate to that. If you, some of you guys don't believe me, I don't give a damn. I've been talking about this shit forever. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully you guys have a nice day. Hopefully you guys can levitate what I'm talking about. So I'll see y'all later, man. One love.